CliffCentral.com.
Ah, CliffCentral.com on a Wednesday morning. It feels like a Monday, though. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's like a Monday with benefits.
All right, let's get stuck into some news this morning. Yeah, if you've just joined us, it is Wednesday. Yesterday, public holiday, and a lot of people took the day off. And I just mentioned that for those who have taken off the rest of this week, you should be ashamed. But actually, there are a whole bunch of those coming up. You know, April's just pockmarked with holidays.
Ah, so. Yes. There is going to be Good Friday, Easter Monday, that combination.
Yeah, that's always nice. And then there's that Workers' Day thing that leads you into May.
But before that, still in April, there's Freedom Day on the 27th.
Okay. Let's look at this because I got them all here. All right. So the 21st of all, Easter holidays are from the Friday the 14th. You've got that whole weekend off, and then you've got the Monday, which Mums has already mentioned. So that's the middle of April. Then we've got that Freedom Day on the 27th, which is a Thursday. Means nobody will do anything on the Friday the 28th. Yeah. Right?
Okay.
And then that the whole weekend goes right over to the Monday the 1st.
Wow.
So that would be, if you plan it right, if you take off the Friday the 28th, you've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 5-day weekend.
Yeah.
But then there's that long drought where we don't have any until June. So get into it. And you know, here's the scary things. Don't count the days away. Don't wait for those public holidays because winter's coming. Yesterday was the autumn solstice, which means that that's effectively the start of that season, right?
Mm. So I'm excited about that. From this point onwards, it's only going to get colder and colder by the day.
Yeah. Correct. All right. Someone tweeted earlier that if you keep doing the same things and expect a different result, you're insane. And CliffCentral.com is just tweeted exactly. Stop listening to whatever is on and download the CliffCentral.com app. Your life will improve. That's the truth. Let's get into some news stories for today. There is stuff going on, despite the fact that we've all had a day or two off. What do you need to tell us, Mubs?
Well, the annual Mesa Quality of Living Survey has been released, Gareth. We love these kinds of things, right? Where either different countries or different cities of the world are ranked according to some other system.
Yes.
This survey then obviously looks at the cities that offer the best quality of living, as the name would suggest.
All right. The best cities in the world to live in.
Good quality of life. So the survey aims multinational companies to set benchmarks to compensate employees fairly when placing them on international assignments. My cousin works for a company here at home, but every now and again she has to go to Switzerland because that's where the mother company is based.
Poor her.
And she's in human resources, and she was telling us the other day that one of the most difficult parts of her job is justifying annual increases for South African employees, because in Switzerland, they don't understand the concept of inflation because that's not something that they have to put up with.
They don't know how to deal with that,
and
right?
So when she, you know, tries to justify to them like a 6-point-whatever% increase, they're like, are you mad? Are you insane? There is no way we're granting you that kind of increase. But that's just the way, you know, the way people live in Switzerland. They don't have to worry about certain things in the same way that we do.
What a place. But then, you know, would you really want to deal with the Swiss all the time? Because they're very grumpy people. I've met the Swiss. And you go to a city like Geneva, and people all over the world go, oh, well, Geneva, you know, they make watches. It's a place where billionaires live. It's right at the foot of the Alps. It's got this beautiful lake. It's got these expensive hotels. Let me tell you something. Like any other country where everything looks great, you stay there for a couple of weeks and you get a feeling for how difficult it must be to make a living in a place like that. And there are still people who have to clean the streets. There are still people who have to clean the toilets. There are still people who have to clip the hedges. There are still people who have to wash the cars. So it's not all roses. Nowhere is. I don't know what it is about the world. People, whether they travel a lot or they don't, because sometimes the people who travel are on holiday and they think that's how the place is all year round. But they think the grass is greener. Everywhere on earth is as good and as bad as it is at home. You know, unless obviously you live in a place like Syria or Afghanistan where there's full on war and destruction every single day. Mm. But the rest of us,
and no grass at all as well.
There's no grass there. That's right. It's just rocks and dust and like shrapnel from from bums.
Oh, man.
But again, having spent a week in America, the average American, the average middle class American works just as hard as the average middle class South African, and they get to keep as little as we do. And it's no better. I can promise you now. Everybody thinks, oh, well, it's always going to be better here or better there. Or, of course it is for the people who are making millions and billions. But those people are making millions and billions in other countries too. And if you're making millions and billions, it doesn't matter where you live. For the rest of us, it does.
Yeah.
So which cities are the best?
All right. So the top five of this list, in fifth place, Vancouver, Canada A.
Ooh, Canada A.
Yeah. In fourth place is Munich. I'm never quite sure when I pronounce Munich, whether I'm doing it right or not.
Munich is good.
Munich.
The Germans call it München.
Oh, goodness. Ooh.
But the French call their city Paris. You don't have to go around saying Paris. What are you, French? No.
No, I'm not.
I do.
Oh, but you're so pretentious.
And presumptuous, but I love it.
Only douchebags say, I went to Paris this weekend.
I even called Paris Paris.
All right, so Munich takes fourth place. Then in third is Auckland, New Zealand.
Really?
Yeah. In second place is Zurich.
I don't believe Auckland is on the list.
They're the third highest ranked on the list.
Really?
Yes, the third highest ranked city.
How's that possible?
In terms of quality of living.
What have they got?
They, you know, this.
They've got.
Orcs. Orcs and hobbits.
They've got like quite a cute harbor where you can go have food and.
A who? A cute harbor.
A cute harbor.
Oh, a
have
cute.
You been there?
Yeah. They've got beaches. I could never spend more than a week there now.
Yeah.
No, that's why I can't believe they're on the list.
I mean, the survey
Vancouver,
looks...
I get, you know. Vancouver is Canada's... It's the most beautiful city in Canada. It's probably one of the most beautiful cities in the world. But be under no illusion, Vancouver's also annoying. I spoke to someone who got back from there just a short while ago, and she said she and her boyfriend wanted to move there.
Mm-hmm.
They spent 3 days in Vancouver, and they couldn't wait to get out.
Well, what did they find to be problematic?
They said it's just full of shit. Like, there are homeless people who are not really homeless. They're doing the homeless thing so that they can get sympathy and attention. And you get dogs that live on better meals than humans in a city like that. It's just a strange place. There's a very weird kind of art community, and everybody is a super liberal, but annoyingly so. So they're all extremely politically correct. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it looks like a bad place on paper. But this is the experience this one friend of mine. She told me about it, and I haven't been there. So what do I know?
And then the number one city, the one that's topped the list, that would be Vienna.
Say who now?
Where's Vienna
in
again?
Austria.
Austria, that's right. Yes. Vienna has topped Mesa's list of the annual Mesa Quality of Living Survey. So if you are looking for that whole grass is green on the other side thing, if you can get yourself to Vienna, that's where the grass will be greenest, least for this year. Because remember, these lists change every year.
Right.
So it's a beautiful city with old European things, but the weather's not great.
In the summer, it is for about 15 days. It is for the rest of the year. It's shit and cold, but they have the waltz. And they have Schönbrunn Palace. And they have Österreichische Menschen.
Oh, no, thank you.
You don't like that? That means Austrian people.
They also have this really amazing theme park.
Do they?
When I was 12, I went there, and there's this roller coaster, and it's incredible. They also have these amazing gardens from, like, the old days.
Yeah, I think Austria is an interesting place. Yeah. I mean, I've never been. I'd love to go.
This is for the 8th year in a row.
Well, that's not bad.
Oh, okay. So they've been top for 8 years straight.
Wow.
So are you saying Cape Town's not there?
No. I'm getting to that.
Because if you follow any Cape Town on Instagram or whatever, they go, oh my God, I say he's the best city to live in every single year.
Oh, well, I'm about to put a dampener on Cape Townians for this morning.
They didn't make the list.
They didn't top the list.
Oh my God, like, what the hell are they going to do?
Them,
like,
and their mountains.
How dare these people?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, they get voted number one by HipAdvisor of where to live.
HipAdvisor.
And then they're like, it's the best city.
What is hip. What?
I can't. I mean, come on. There's so many of these damn lists. Right. I've always seen Cape Town number one.
Let's address something here. Capetonians get so upset when you don't think Cape Town's the best. They get. If you say horrible things about Joburg, do you care, Mubs?
No, but partly because I'm not born and bred in the city.
Yeah, but you live here now.
I've been living here now for eight years.
I'm from Pretoria. I didn't get upset when people say things about Pretoria or Johannesburg. I'm like, yeah, well, whatever. It's where I choose to live. You don't have to live here. Mm. Capetonians, oh my God, do they get upset. They wail and gnash their teeth. They look at you like you've blasphemed if you say Cape Town is not the, if you don't say Cape Town's the greatest city in the world. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, I have done for years.
You're from Cape Town, and when you say something bad about Cape Town, they recoil in horror like you're a vampire.
Yeah, Ben has said some terrible things about Cape Town.
Like you're a treasonous vampire.
Ben, when you say things like that about Cape Town, what do people who live in Cape Town who are friends of yours say? Are they disgusted?
There's like this awkward silence, and then it's like, well, what do you know? Which is kind of odd, seeing as I've lived in both cities. But yeah, what do I know?
They discredit you.
Yeah.
They try to make it seem like you're
I'm just bitter and twisted. Yeah.
Well, you are. You don't like Cape Town.
A monster.
You're a monster.
It's not that I don't like it. I think it's completely overvalued.
Look, Cape Town's a great place. Sure. I don't have any problem with Cape Town. I know that there are things about Cape Town that make it a very nice place to live. The lifestyle there is probably better than the lifestyle in any other South African city. In terms of what you can do with your day. I mean, Sia, you know this.
The variety, the diversity.
Sure.
But I just don't understand what the personal hold or connection the people have there is. You know, my sister moved there late last year, around September. And for her, she was like, yeah, considering going back to Durban. And like the reactions she get is like shock, horror, gasp, clutch your pearls. Like, I just don't understand. Yeah, they're on
Why take your geography personally? Mm-hmm. It's like I also say to people, why take your religion personally? It's because you were born to your parents that you believe in the God you believe in. That's all. When you whittle down all the crap. That's what it is. Mm. So don't think you own it and you have to defend your God and all that stuff. Same goes for where you're born. Ben was born in PE. I mean, can you imagine a worse fate for a human being?
Mm. Shame.
Well, there is.
Although, look, I often get people attacking me because I'm a Free State girl. They're like, whatever happens in the Free State. No, we are not. Sure. We are a humble and reserved people. And we don't walk around with massive egos.
Sure. Yeah,
okay. Well. Top five highest ranked cities in the Middle East and Africa region.
Middle East?
They put us in there with the Middle East.
All right.
Okay, so Cape Town actually came in fifth place.
Okay. Okay. Was that you doing quick math?
That was me counting.
But it's you the watched the Cape Townians. Those Cape Townians are going to be so furious about only coming fifth. What?
Yeah.
Don't tell me that other cities are better than us. It's outrageous.
But there are so many other cities that are considered better than you, Cape Town.
Like which ones?
Like Port Louis, for example.
Oh, and Mauritius. That's nice.
Abu Dhabi is right in there above Cape Town.
Hmm.
Okay. But here's the interesting thing. So if you look at South African cities, because all three cities did make it on the list, Johannesburg, Durban, Cape Town. Mm-hmm. In third place is Johannesburg. We're only 96th on the global scale. Third in the country. In second place, or 94th on the list, is Cape Town. Durban is ranked the best place to offer you a quality of life in South Africa.
You're not surprised.
You're telling me Durban beat Cape Town
and Johannesburg.
I'm very happy here. I'm so proud of Durban. Good for Durban. Yeah, isn't it about time we gave credit to the Zulu Nation and to the people of Durban? I mean, Sia Sangweni, this is where you come from.
Absolutely. You know,
powerful stuff.
It's a no-brainer for me. Yes.
It's about time the people of Durban got some love. I mean, they always have to play second fiddle or third fiddle to Joburg and Cape Town. Yeah, it's about time. And I think quality of life there is probably better. Think of the climate.
Yeah.
Think of the kind of The people who lived there, they were friendly, happy, lovely people, right?
They're definitely not as stressed as people in Joburg are, because, you know, Joburg is it's about that whole hustle and bustle way of living. It can be very stressful on you.
And I think, for the women especially, Durban is the kind of place you get your titties out more, which is very liberating.
Well, you know, depending depending on who you're talking to, Gareth, there are a lot of men who, you know, they have a particularly soft spot for Durban girls.
Yes.
Oh. They're ranked very highly.
I'm one of them.
Depending on who you're asking.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Right. No, a place.
We are growing.
And the grass really greener.
All right, very good.
Okay, so.
Good for Durban.
Durban first, Cape Town second, Johannesburg third.
Mm-hmm. Most livable cities, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Quality of life that they're looking at there.
Marvelous.
Yeah, I actually don't, yeah. Looking at the criteria of political stability, healthcare, education, crime, recreation, and transport, that's how these overall results were.
Found together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, well, take this, all of you. According to the Telegraph, right here, the 50 greatest cities according to you as 27th of November 2016.
You see, there are like 40,000 of these lists.
I know. Yeah. So, depends which one you want. Okay. Number one, Cape Town. There.
So you're defending them now.
According to the Telegraph, the world's 50 greatest cities. Not most livable, not most, greatest.
Yeah, then if you look at like 50 happiest cities, you'll get something else.
Yeah,
50 greatest cities been on a Wednesday. Like, the classification for everything here.
Well, here are some good points. This one comes from Anonymous. How do people in Cape Town survive when their salaries are an average 25% less than Joburg, but the cost of living is so much higher?
And they have no water. Like,
it's a
obvious.
It's a dark time for Cape Town right now.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And then Hloni says, he calls himself Hloni the Handsome.
Oh,
yes.
listening to cliffcentral.com on the app, the Cape is so divided. I think it's a lot of pretense. It's a middle class city, I guess. Yeah, but isn't that we all want to be in the middle class. I mean, isn't that what we want? We all want to have like a little bit of disposable income and live a nice life. No one wants to be poor and everybody wants to be super rich. But what we can settle for is somewhere in the middle.
Mm.
So every city should aspire to be a middle class city. Would you want to be a lower class city?
Not us people from Paris.
Well, speaking of lower class places, Paris. All right. Yeah, look, Sloane raises an important point, because it's not like it's not like Cape Town is all equal and everybody has the same. I mean, that's true for any part of the world.
I really want to see a list, 50 greatest cities to be rich in, because when you're rich, that's like that shows you quality here.
Yeah.
Because like, Cape Town's cool and stuff, but if you're not rich, then what's the point? You can't own property there. If you do, you've got to be really rich. You can't do cool things like helicopters and stuff.
Mm.
The average person in Cape Town who lives in the southern suburbs or northern suburbs, whatever it is, when last do they go to the beach? They'll tell you how great Camps Bay is, but they don't know what it looks like anymore. Because they're not rich enough to go do that. They're probably in Tiger Valley at the news cafe sharing a fishbowl or something. I want to see the list of 50 great rich places to be rich in.
That would be an interesting list. God, do you remember the fishbowl?
That was a thing.
That was a big thing. So I remember in my varsity days. Yo.
And then it became the jam jar.
The jam jar is the business. You know, yeah, that's actually very interesting, because my cousin has decided for himself to move to PE. And he says, like, for him, he's bought property there. The cost of living is way, way low. And the most he does with his weekends is just go to the beach and he chills and he's fine.
Look, you raise an interesting point. I always like tease PE, but they've got a quality of life there. I mean, people have very good lives. That you know everybody in your neighborhood, but it's not so small that it's a little village. It's a big city. There's opportunity there. Probably the best beaches in the whole of South Africa are in that part of the world. You've got a great climate. You've got opportunity in terms of filling gaps in the market that aren't being filled. And I know people who live very well in PE. So, yeah.
Sure.
Anywhere is like that, though. You just got to look at it in a big context rather than a small context. Richard Reinhardt says on Twitter this morning, you guys should go to Vienna and you will understand why it's number one. Honestly, I love that city so much.
Hmm.
All right. Well, Ben went there when he was a kid, but the rest of us haven't ever been, so we need to We need to learn something about this. By the way, if you want to get hold of us, you can do so by Skyping Cliff Central one word. Oh, by the way, we should have our phone lines back for next month. So, you know, 9 days time. Nice. All things being equal, well, we're hoping. I'm holding thumbs. And then we can take calls again live on the show. And in the meantime, you can also get hold of us on WhatsApp. You can do that by WhatsApping the following number. Are you ready? Write this down. Put it on your phone. 079-748-2090. Let me repeat that for you. 079-748-2090. One last time, just for luck. 079-748-2090. Save that on your phone immediately. All right. Whose throat was that just now? Was it yours?
You know, it's quite...
What's that? There's such a disclaimer.
It's actually quite embarrassing, the sounds that my body produces. For a lady, do you remember when my stomach grumbled and you could pick it up on the microphone?
I have that recording right here. This is the sound of my belly's stomach.
It is very embarrassing.
I just love how honest you are, Mabale.
I can't hide it. No. I mean, you all know it wasn't you, so obviously it's me.
About your bodily functions. The other day, what did you tweet? Something along the lines of, she was speaking about her farts.
I was speaking in
the smell.
You know, we're not going to go down that road. Because
well, you tweeted it. What do you mean we can't go down that road now?
I said something along the lines of, when your farts smell like a skunk farted in your stomach before it died there.
Jesus. You know it's time for detox.
But you know it's time for a little cleansing situation.
This comes from Nikki. Nikki says, Cape Town is awesome. The tourist Cape Town is elegant and sophisticated, but we definitely have two sides, which everybody loves to ignore. So I agree. Let's get off our high horses. That's from Nikki, who lives in Cape Town. And Ezreal says, about the Cape Town issue, I moved here from Joburg 3 years ago. I've discovered that white Cape Townians are generally just horrible people, but it's a very international city. Ben thinks that's hysterical. And a beautiful place, so there's a good quality of life if you stay away from the Cape Townians. The foreigners are super interesting, and there is awesome food to be had. Happy Wednesday from Ezreal.
Yeah.
Isn't that name Ezreal? Wasn't that the bad guy in the Smurfs?
What?
No, that was wasn't that Gargamel?
No, man. Azrael was, or was that his cat?
I don't remember.
Gargamel was the bad guy and Azrael was his cat, I'm telling you. Yes. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Do you want to hear a clip to remind yourself of where it comes from?
Of where Azrael comes from?
Yeah, correct, Gareth. Azrael the cat. Well done.
Yeah. Gargamel had a cat called Azrael. So I know your name is Ezreal, but, you know, give me a break.
Gathering what will bring my giant to life. See?
That's Azrael's the cat. So
Gargamel
was
a dreadful character. He really was.
Horrible human being. He just wanted to kill Smurfs the whole time. Nobody really knows what his purpose was.
He was just a disgruntled wizard.
But he... Why he didn't have a plan. All he wanted to do was wipe out the Smurfs. He was like
a
genocidal maniac, but he didn't want to build an empire or make anything better or, you know, build a nice house or finance a Lamborghini. Who knows? But he had no plan except to kill the Smurfs.
Also creates a negative stereotype towards cats. The cats are side with such
horrible
people. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
here's a clip
Not
from...
infallible.
That's Azrael the cat.
I shall become the most powerful wizard in all of the world.
Oh, okay, he did have a plan. The cat's laughing. That's creepy.
But you're milking it. Don't milk it.
All right, there's Azrael the cat. I just something stirred up a memory there. Someone says Swaziland 12C. What does that mean? Did Swaziland, did any city in Swaziland make your list?
Oh, it's just 12 degrees there today.
Oh, okay. Ooh, thanks for that update.
Oh, Swaziland weather.
Let's all take a moment to thank whoever sent in the message about the temperature in Swaziland right now. Greg says Durban 1 because of Chatsworth, hands down.
Oh.
From Keegan.
All right, Keegan.
And then Tabo says, can we quickly agree on something? Before I go to work, The Walking Dead is terrible. I told you guys last season about the writers relying too much on carnage and catastrophe to push the seasons. And I think you're right there, Tabo. I mean, I stopped watching after that first Negan episode. It was too gross.
And then so many better shows came online. I've forgotten about it completely, actually.
I have not gone back to The Walking Dead, and my life is not worse.
It ran its course.
Yeah, it's done. He also says, can I get credit, please, for suggesting on Monday that you play the John Oliver interview? Give credit where it's due, goddamn you.
Wow.
Tabo. All right, Tabo.
Yeah.
Fine. Credit to Tabo for suggesting the John Oliver Dalai Lama discussion.
Should we?
See? Don't say we don't take your suggestion seriously.
Do we clap? Is there a gong?
No.
Is there moments of silence? Is there?
Let's give him a little a moment to shine. I mean, Tabo does, you know, when you come up with a good suggestion, yes, we like to give you credit.
So halala.
Yes. Halala. Let's give him credit. Courtesy of Claudio Mutsunen.
Halala.
Halala.
Halala Limpopo. Halala.
Halala.
Halala Gauteng. Halala.
Halala.
Halala KwaZulu-Natal. Halala. Halala Western Cape. Halala.
All right.
Too many halalas there.
Someone wants to know WhatsApp. Someone anonymous. What's the story with Touch Central? Well, you know, we helped launch Touch Central, 6 months ago on September the 1st. And I'm very proud to say that they are on their way. They're doing a big rebranding. They're repositioning. They're moving to new premises, separating out completely, which was the plan. I mean, we wanted to help them grow in those first few months. And Touch is taking it to a new level. And he's renaming it and a whole lot of other stuff. So that's what you can look forward to if you're a Touch Central fan. CliffCentral.com, we've got our own plans to up the ante and to change the world of podcasting, to change the world of original talk content. And you're going to get all the best right here. So you know what? The more the merrier. We've always said, let people come to the internet. I've got to give credit to DJ Spoo, who's also decided he's launching his own online station in the last couple of days. I don't know if you saw the news story about that.
Okay, now.
So eventually, there's going to be no one left in radio. No one. Which is, you know, if you can't see the writing on the wall by now, you're just not paying attention. So there we go. Touch has got his new station. We've been going. We'll be 3 years old in May. And now Spoo wants to come and join us online as well. All the clever people are coming online. All the pioneers. All the entrepreneurs. And you, because without an audience, what are we doing?
Talking
to ourselves.
To ourselves.
Like,
yeah.
Like
talking,
lunatics in a mental
Cape Town, yeah.
All right, what else is going on?
Have you ever lost your car? Have you ever not, you parked it, you went, did your business, you came back and you're like, oops, I don't remember where it is.
I know people this happens to all the time, but I'm good at finding my car.
I've lost my car in a shopping center once before. I thought it was a level above. Turns out it was a level below. That
oh, no.
Dude, every time I go to a new place that's big and massive, like these big shopping centers, I always just make a note on my phone of, okay, I'm on level B1.
Can I help you?
Just take a
block
photo.
D.
Yes.
Da, 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 da.
There are two ways you can solve this. Ben's suggestion is number one, to take a photo of where your car is, and because they usually paint the color and they say which B level.
Yeah.
But I always park on the roof of these big shopping malls.
But what happens that day if you can't find your ideal parking spot? I mean, what if you're forced to?
This is the point. The roof's always open because nobody goes that far up the ramp.
But we're always lazy things.
But you can park. If you go to the roof, you could park right at the door. There's always parking right at the door. No one ever goes that far up. And you can't go higher, so you know you're on the top level. You'll never get lost.
Yeah. Good point.
Listen. The world is full of complications. This doesn't have to be one of them.
But I remember for my mother's 50th birthday party, it was an actual thing where one of her friends stood up, you know, and you think this is a moment to look back on the friendship and the person, you know, and you're telling them how much they mean to you. And she just stood up and said, well, you're now turning 50. This is the time when you do forget where you've parked the car. And honest to goodness, my mother now loses it. She honestly does not know. She actually needs to make a mark of where she's parked.
I made a mistake, and I apologize for it.
And the people over at Google have realized that there are some of us who are wasting way too much valuable time trying to find our cars because we can't remember where we left the damn things.
Yeah.
So the beta version of the latest Google Maps can do all that hard work and remember where you left your car. All you have to do is tap the blue dot and then choose the save your parking option. You've got to be signed into Google Maps for it to come up, even if you have the latest version of Google Maps. And for now, it's only available on Android, because I don't know what Google have against iOS.
Well, because it's not owned by them. They've got their own Apple phone. I mean, their own Android phone. So
yeah,
that's probably why
they'll probably roll it out to iOS at a later stage. But yeah,
you need something in the hardware to make it work.
You know, it will allow you to do, to capture all the information that you need if you just tap on that blue dot thing. And then apparently you'll never not be able to find your car ever again.
Wow. Like,
not unless somebody has gotten into your car and taken
it. Yeah, because it's difficult to find once someone's moved it.
Someone just sent me a screenshot of a weather update, and they've got the highs and lows of all the cities. So let me help you out.
Is this
here.
The same Swaziland person?
See, we start with Swaziland. Look at the county roads we open now.
Listen, this is important. Joburg, high 26, low 13. Pretoria, high 29, low 15. Right, no surprises there. Durban, high 29, low 20. Cape Town, high 29, low 18. So everybody's looking at a high of about 29 degrees. And then, sort of lower 20s, higher teens. Then you've got Bloemfontein, high 30, low 16. East London, high 33, low 20. PE, high 36, low 19. It's hot in PE.
Mm.
And then Nelspruit, high 30 and low 14. But Bulukwane, they got a low of 14. And a high, it must be a mistake, of 229 degrees.
Mm. Okay, hold up.
And whoever it was who sent this to me said, good luck to Polokwane today. It's going to be a really shitty day.
Whoa, people are not going to make it in 229 degrees.
Yeah.
Because I was actually going to say that's our daily dose that we send out every morning. Yeah. So if it is, we need to fix that ASAP for that little glitch.
Let's check that out.
Yeah.
By the way, our guest this morning will be Sam Cowan. She hosted a show on 702 for a while. She was on Highveld before that. She's doing all kinds of interesting stuff at the moment that we're going to find out all about. And she's written books.
Yeah,
she's,
I saw some of her books on the weekend.
Yeah, she really is.
The store, and there they were.
She's the parenting person.
She's part of Married at First Sight South Africa.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So she can give us some insight on how
that.
We
were talking about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of apps on iOS to find your car. Mine is called Find Your Car. Very original. That's from Ankia. And 12C is not the temperature in Swaziland. 12C is the name of the person who sent that message to us and said, the reason I messaged you was to tell you Swaziland is the best place in Africa.
His name is 12C?
12C.
Hey,
we're speaking to a robot.
My name is 12C.
But sorry, just going back to this whole car thing, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean to act smug here because I'm quite good at that kind of stuff. I forget other small things. But if you can't find your car, car keys in the house must be an absolute nightmare.
Oh, well, you see, this is where technology needs to go next.
But you can. You get these little transmitters. That's why I'm bringing it up. Okay?
Yeah.
I saw this thing. It's like no bigger than one of those small little round battery things.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find out where everything is. You can also put it onto your pet's collar. You put it onto your phone. It's like a little thing. It's literally like a magnetic thing you put onto something. But what else would you need it? You need it for your car, okay, because that's a problem.
Keys.
But I think keys are more difficult.
Yeah, because, they're so much smaller and they really could be anywhere.
Well, what do you lose?
Keys.
Keys.
I lose my keys often.
You lose keys, you lose phones, you lose wallets, you lose cards.
And you always lose lighters and lip ice, if those two things are in
your
life.
Yes.
We can't survive without lip balm, folks.
Well, not with your lips.
As he stares into the distance.
He's got these luscious lips that need constant moisturization.
Honestly, I can live without my key essentials, lip balm, gum, and eye cream. Yeah, we can live without
that's
everything
else. All right, that was Vincent said, I had to pick up my friend at a mall some years ago because he couldn't find his car. What happened was that his car got borrowed by a guy who wanted to impress a girl. We were looking for it for about 4 hours and found it back at the mall where he lost it with a little note to say thank you and a full tank of gasoline.
Oh.
But you should really tell someone ahead of time.
Just WhatsApp them, maybe.
Apparently the app Waze saves your parking on iOS as well.
Yeah, that's smart.
Wasn't Waze bought by Google?
Yeah, I think it has been.
Hmm.
That's from the Fact Checker. Thank you, Fact Checker, who also reminded us that Azrael is the name of the angel of death.
Ah. See, these kids shows always have these hidden messages, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But also, get a very bright car. I realized the other day that everyone's car nowadays is either white or silver. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that's
it's
what most
the most boring
have.
Thing in the world. If you have a yellow car, you'll find it.
True.
I mean, do you think Dory battles with her parking? She has the yellowest car.
She has a yellow car, yeah.
Her car is Cliff Central yellow.
Yes,
that is a shade of yellow.
Adam says, who do we want on the show? Prof Block. When do we want him? Now. Do it, Gareth. Find Prof Block. Well, I've got some good news for you. I mean, we're meant to have Prof Block on every month, but he's on tomorrow.
Yay.
If all things are equal. If he isn't on tomorrow, we'll have him on soon. Please believe me. Because there's some to be confirmed that we're still busy sorting out. Today, Sam Cowan, and on Friday, Rifense Murake, who is an Afrikaans singer.
Okay. It's allowed.
Of course it's allowed.
So allowed. Yeah, it's allowed. It's allowed. 2017, it's allowed.
Love it. I love that we have a country where we can have a guy called Rifense Murake, who's an Afrikaans singer, and a successful one at that, by the way.
I would love to know how they pronounce his name at Gaga in Ga.
Yikom Rifense Murake. Hurrah! We'll find out on Friday. All right. Hey, Crystal's here from Sensational Sugar. Can we bring her in?
Ooh, is it somebody's birthday?
No.
Yeah, honestly.
Well, it is.
It's always such a good time.
It's Rena's birthday on Sunday. But, you know, she's always here for our celebrations. She makes these amazing cupcakes and cakes and all the rest of it. And she's changing her whole approach to business. So we thought we'd just get her in and check in on what she's up to at the moment. Hey, Crystal, how are you, gorgeous?
Yay!
Hi, Gareth.
You good?
I'm good, thanks. And you guys?
Yeah, good. How's your business doing?
Things are crazy busy.
Yeah, good.
But I'm enjoying it. Trying some new things.
Tell us about those things.
So I've got to the stage in the business where I need to make a change. Uh-huh. Every second person in the world believes they're a baker.
Yeah, it's because of that cake boss idiot, right?
Exactly.
That cake boss idiot.
I have to give him some kudos because he did make cake big in the world. But yes.
I hate the cake boss.
Oh, shame. Crystal's now like, what?
No, I like I like Crystal. I've got no time for the cake boss, please.
I'm not the biggest fan. He's very over the top, and his attention to detail is terrible.
Plus, he's like a character out of The Godfather.
What do you mean? We make fondant. It's all about the fondant.
When he's not busy, when he's not busy making cakes and things, he's busy assassinating people in the backyard.
No, I think so. Sure.
I'm telling you. Some dangerous shit going on in the background there. All right, so you're not like that, though. You're now going into a whole new line of business, and I thought this would be interesting to talk to you about because I know nothing about the world of baking and the world of confectioneries. Is that what the proper name is? It's confectionery?
Pretty much, yes.
Look at these gorgeous things that you make. What are these?
So, Gareth, I've moved away from cake decorating. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still do it from time to time.
Yeah.
But I'm loving iced cookies at the moment. South Africa definitely hasn't caught onto them quite yet.
Beautiful.
But there is just so much you can do with them.
So what are these, popular for kids' parties?
Everything from kids' parties to corporate events to literally every single occasion you can think of.
To Friday night dinner at Sears Place. That's
exactly
what you get. This is dinner for me.
Yeah. You don't need a reason. They're beautiful.
They
are
beautiful.
Delicious.
Mm. You should show them to Sam Cowan. She's coming in just now as our guest, and she, you know, when it comes to like parenting and all the rest, but she's written books. I think she'd be interested in what you're up to now. That's
so
good stuff.
Yummy.
All right, what's in the box? I love to just get straight to the sugary stuff. Yeah,
we're not supposed to be the first person to see it, Gareth. It's Rena's birthday present.
Okay, we'll keep that a secret then. We'll take a picture of it later and put it on Instagram for everybody.
That's very cute. Yeah.
Is there good money in baking, or is it tough?
It's a tough industry, Gareth. It's very competitive. With every second person being a baker, they really do, how do I put it? There's just so much competition, and they come in so low. I don't understand how they make money at all.
Just because they're using shitty ingredients, obviously.
Well, I think they work for free as well.
They're almost doing it as a hobby rather than a business.
That's the thing. There is a difference between following your passion and really making a success out of it and making it a career. And I think a lot of people learn the hard way.
And with this Instagram age as well, every single Tom, Dick and Jabulani now on a Saturday morning, putting that up on Instagram, and that's how it just catches on.
I'm going to put Crystal's stuff on Instagram and say I made it.
start.
No one's going to believe me.
No, that's true. I'll be there commenting, though, saying it wasn't you, Gareth.
But, I mean, people do love posting this stuff, right?
No, they do.
Yeah. They want to show off how good they are at this. What's the most complicated part of the whole operation?
Sure, Gareth. Managing your time, I would say.
Because it's very time intensive?
Absolutely. And also because when I started, I really wasn't sure exactly where I wanted to be. So you have to really spread yourself thin.
What do people ask you to make? What are the strangest things they've asked you to make for them?
Usually quite pornographic things.
Really? Have you made like a pair of titties and penis cakes for Mabali and that kind of thing?
No.
Specifically for Mabali.
You haven't made a penis cake? That's so strange. I would have thought that would be number one on Mabs's list. Mm. No?
We'll have to see what we can do.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We've got a birthday coming up in June.
I won't be posting that, though.
Oh, we will. Don't worry. We won't mention you if you don't want us to. No, seriously, what do people want you to do?
Gareth, it's just everything you can think of, like anything to do with sugar. And they usually don't quite understand what goes into it. So they'll come to me and say they have 300 rand budgets and they expect a cake to feed 80 people, which is pretty impossible.
Now, so, I know that the world of wedding cakes is a major, major, commercial enterprise. What's the most you've ever charged for a cake?
I have quoted about 15,000.
Just, what did that thing contain? Solid gold in the middle?
No, not really. You would think so.
No, tell me what it was.
It was probably only about a 5-tier cake, which is actually not that elaborate.
Yeah.
But the detail they wanted was insane. And it needs to be suspended from the ceiling. And
wow.
Suspended from the ceiling.
Okay, no, you probably charge too little.
So there's a lot of engineering going into that.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever actually found this out about you, but have you ever like had a big boo-boo when it comes to a cake? Like have you like right as you're about to deliver it and slips and falls off, the seat or?
For sure. Absolutely. No, I mean, I've learned the hard way. I still mess up. I'm not perfect. But I have had, in the beginning especially, some shockers.
What's the worst? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm also interested because we've never had this discussion. You've been part of our lives here at Cliff Central. You've made these amazing birthday cakes for us every year and for me and for, a lot of our special occasions. But I don't actually know a whole lot about you. So, I mean, what's your story? Where are you from?
Gareth, I studied marketing, BCom marketing after school.
Yeah.
Studied part-time through UNITA.
Mm-hmm.
And I started working immediately after school and really tried so many different industries within marketing from recruitment to landscaping to my last job was in financial services.
Landscaping. Landscaping, financial services, and baking. Those three things you don't expect in the same category.
Exactly. But I needed to explore my creative side. So I just couldn't sit in an office looking at a wall all day. So,
no, it's horrible.
I did this as a fun on the side thing, and then it really just blew up. And the rest is history.
Okay. So the new line is to decorate these what are they, like cookies and cupcakes?
So what I've been doing is at the moment I'm really focusing on iced cookies and I'm teaching classes.
Right.
Because there aren't many people in Gauteng that actually teach the classes and that are very good.
Okay, so this is the reason I wanted you on, because you're now going to give people classes on how to do this stuff properly. You don't have to be this amateur loser who does this stuff as a hobby. You can actually start doing it professionally. You can start doing it as something to impress your friends. You can do it to make nice stuff for yourself. How do people figure out how to get hold of you and get involved?
Gareth, mainly through Facebook has been really great with promoting it all.
It's still Sensational Sugar.
Sensational Sugar. No.
S-U-G-A. No. S-U-G-A-R, okay.
No R at the end.
I had to think about that for a second. It's like, oh, does it have an H? Shit.
And through Facebook, Instagram, my website, sensationalsugar.co.za, on Twitter. And I post my classes on a weekly basis.
Uh-huh.
And so our next upcoming classes are for Easter.
Right.
And yeah, I'm actually holding a private class this weekend. Hmm. For a bunch of ladies at one of their houses. They're all going to drink bubbly.
Sounds like it's going to get debauchers.
Eat caviar while I teach them cookies.
All right.
How to ice cookies.
Well, I'm very, very happy to hear this. This is a great new evolution of your business, and we wish you well.
Thank you, Gareth.
All right. We love you lots. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Gareth. Thanks for everything.
Always good to see you.
Good to be back.
We're going to post pictures of your stuff here and claim it's ours.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's with you up until that
Crystal.
Point.
Thanks, hon.
Thanks, guys.
Very good. Okay, when we come back in a moment or two, we're going to have Sam Cowan in here, and we'll talk to her about her life so far, the career that she's had, the amazing experiences that she's had in the last couple of years, the books she's written, all of that and more. I've known Sam for what? Somewhere around 15 years or something. I mean, you know, we see each other once in a blue moon, but I'm pleased to be able to have a chat with her on our show this morning. It's probably the first time I've ever had her on my show. Well, we used to be on at the same time in the morning.
Ah.
And although we've kind of been in contact, we're not like best friends, but it's always nice to catch up with her. So we'll find out what she's up to this morning. And that's coming right up. Don't you go anywhere. CliffCentral.com on a Wednesday morning, right after a public holiday. If you're not relaxed and rested today, you probably never will be. I mean, how many days a weekend do you need? Katie Tunstall and Other Side of the World. I haven't heard that in ages, and I love it. I love it. Don't you?
Aww.
It's nice, huh?
I don't know why. It just reminds me of like some series or movie.
Yeah, I think it was.
Dawson's Creek.
I think it was in one of those.
So. No, Dawson's Creek is.
Yeah,
I don't want to wait.
I know it's not, but it's like that. That sort of genre. Yes.
For my life.
Stop it.
Okay, sorry.
Stop
it's
it.
Like you could never show it in the
90s. That moment just lost.
You could never show in the 90s without a soft singing vocal.
Yeah, you had to have a melody.
Yes.
A female singer-songwriter with a guitar.
Like Ellie McBeal also had it, didn't she?
Uh-huh. I think that's where it was from.
What, Katie Tunstall?
So. Yeah.
Even her name just says it, Katie Tunstall. That's the 90s.
One of our listeners is smart enough to let us know. I'm sure they'll figure it out and help us out here. Okay, we're going to get to Sam Cowan in a moment or two, but first there's some news on the Arnold Schwarzenegger front this morning. He has been all over Donald Trump.
They've been all over each other.
So Arnold quit The Apprentice. After the first season, the ratings weren't as great as he hoped they would be, and Donald kept reminding him how bad they were. And I spoke to one person who's watched The Apprentice with Arnold as the host, and I said it's okay. He's not bad. Of course he's not bad. He's an actor, and he's a tremendously interesting human being. I mean, what a life this guy's had. I often say to people, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, we take the Mickey out of him because he sounds the way he does and he looks the way he does. This is a guy who was born in Austria, decided he wanted to be the world's best bodybuilder, did it, became Mr. Universe, right?
Mm. Yes.
He won that world. Then he decided, I want to move to America and I want to be an actor. So he goes off and he starts acting and he starts in movies like Conan the Barbarian, and everybody laughs at him because he can't speak English properly. He ends up being an A-list box office hit. Everything that Arnold Schwarzenegger touched turned to gold. He was the Terminator. He was in The Predator. He was in all of these great movies. He did that movie with Danny DeVito, Twins. Everything he did, he just did perfectly. You couldn't fault the guy.
Mm.
So weird as he was, and against all odds, he won. So he won bodybuilding. He won at acting. Then what does he do? He decides, I'm going to go into politics. So he marries a Kennedy, Maria Shriver.
Do you think that was part of the plot?
Sure.
It helped.
Of course it was.
Right, guys, what if it was real love?
This guy is so super.
Like Kardashian love.
Yeah, it was such real love that he ended up fucking the maid. What are you kidding? So anyway, he and Maria Shriver, they get married. But that's not the whole plan. He runs for governor of California. The biggest state in the union. And he wins it. Again. People go, oh, please. Who's going to take a bodybuilder and actor seriously? Arnold comes in. He goes, I want to be governor. I'm the governor. Look at me. I'm the winner. Now you have to listen to me. I'm going to make laws and legislation. And I'm going to bring the Republicans and the Democrats together. It's going to be great. And he did. Against all odds. And then he bangs his maid. He has these three kids with Maria Shriver. Great kids. Mm-hmm. So,
there's Patrick, and there are two others who nobody ever talks about. I think the daughter's called Catherine.
Isn't the only reason we talk about Patrick because he's dated like a Taylor Swift or something like
Miley
that?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
But more than her. I think he's dated a few of them. He's like a Hollywood it boy. Mm. And then there's another kid as well who nobody talks about. But the
Esteban.
No, Esteban
no,
is...
No, that's the child out of wedlock
Esteban
thing.
Esteban is the maid's kid with Arnold.
you look so good over the washing machine.
Oh.
What was her name again?
The maid.
Esperanza.
I don't know that... They probably didn't even bother to dignify her with a name. They were just like, he slept with the nanny. But that's always a story, though. Like, he slept Mildred. With the nanny or he slept with the maid.
Her name is Mildred.
Baena. B-A-E-N-A.
Mildred. Baena. Mildred. My wife is out of town. I'm sitting here in the room with a huge erection. Oh. Come here and pleasure me. It's a part of your work.
Oh, no.
Come on. You know what? Give Arnold a break. He did so well at everything else. No human being's perfect.
You see...
I don't think... What do you mean give him a break? Are we... Is there somebody not giving Arnold a break? I'm cool with Arnold. I like the fights that he's having with Trump. They're entertaining.
You see, given Arnold's track record, I feel like he might actually just bone Melania for the sake of.
Yeah,
he could. Just like an in-your-face.
One day, when you're in the White House and she is at Trump Towers, I'm going to go there and I'm going to bang her when you're not looking.
That would be so funny. Arnold takes a selfie in front of Trump Towers Wouldn't and goes, Donald's not here, but I am. And then he puts an emoji up that upward facing aubergine.
An eggplant situation.
He puts the big eggplant emoji. Melania needs a personal trainer.
Yes, Melania's personal trainer.
So what's the news?
Well, he's just talking about the approval ratings, right? That's his latest dig at Donald.
Has he been tweeting about it?
You know, Arnold's got... He seems to take these little clips of himself where he's sitting at home in his study, where he mouths off for a couple of minutes. And then it's really well edited with like other things coming in and out of it.
Yes.
And he's basically just saying that, okay, Donald, the ratings are in and you got swamped. That's one of the big lines that's going around. Now that his approval ratings got into the 30s%. So he's just giving him a rip about how the fact that, you know, people, whoever is advising him, we must stop advising him because he's making all the wrong decisions. And this thing about Arnold, though, he's not just saying, oh, you're orange, you're old, whatever. He's actually really cutting him down on all these different aspects.
You want to get to Trump, you've got to get to his ego. And there's nothing like being told that you're not a man by a guy like Arnold, who's a superman.
Mm. And then basically he ends off this whole thing where, like I said, he goes through different elements as to why his approval ratings are so down. And he says, if this was TV, you'd be fired. America, tell it like it is. Donald, you're fired.
You're terminated. I'm finished with you.
That's great.
But I still believe Arnold shouldn't have done The Apprentice because after The Donald, you've got to have a different show. He should have had his own show where he was terminating people, like you say.
Mm.
Because if you do The Apprentice, you're going to be the guy after Donald. It just seems weird.
It's like the Top Gear guys.
Yeah,
they were never going to have good ratings because, I mean...
They're taking over from...
It's like the America's Next Top Model girls.
Who watches that show? You watch that show. You're the only one who watches that show.
Listen, this is why we are a diverse panel.
Is that with Heidi Klum or Tyra Banks?
Tyra Banks.
Which one's Heidi Klum then?
Project Runway.
Yeah.
Hang on. Does anyone watch these shows?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyone?
America's Next Top Model's on like season 23 or something.
And what's the one with the designers?
Project Runway.
Is that Project Runway?
Yes. Okay. Survivor's still going on. The Amazing Race is still happening.
Really?
Or, like, yeah.
I'm so out of the loop on
these reality
shows.
Wife Swap is still happening. It's crazy.
Okay. Remind me tomorrow, because we're running out of time for today, and I want to get to Sam Cowan. Remind me about Wendell's email tomorrow.
Okay.
That's pretty fun, and we'll get to that. And we've got a bunch of stuff. I've also got to play a clip for you where a soccer player, in his thank you speech for winning Man of the Match, thanks his girlfriend and his wife.
Yes.
Live on TV. We've got to play that out for you.
Only in South Africa.
Yeah. And Shaquille O'Neal, we must discuss this guy.
I'd rather discuss Shaquille O'Neal than the wife's girlfriend guy. That's old news. So Shaquille O'Neal has got this whole flat earth theory. You know, we spoke about flat earth last year with Flax.
Yes.
Because that was also...
Save it for tomorrow. I want to do this properly. We've got to get into this man's head. This is Shaquille O'Neal, one of the most successful basketball players in the world. And he's a successful businessman off the field too, off the court.
Yeah, he's like a legit celebrity. You know, but the wheels are going to come off with Shaq. And I think this is the first sign that he might go full Dennis Rodman within the next 4 or 5 years.
Elon Musk just sent us a message to say, screw you, Ben. When we all go to Mars, you're staying behind on this shithole.
Oh. Whatever. You can't finish the sentence. You're not going to finish a bloody journey to the art of beyond.
Thank you, Elon Musk. And then this one from Grant, G-Man the Ad-Man. He says, today your boy hangs out with Halo Advertising, the team behind that dope loop bank ad. Come on, G-Man the Ad-Man, cliffcentral.com, 11 a.m. Yep, it's Wednesday. And then someone says, doesn't Katie Tunstall do that looping thing that Jeremy Loops does? I don't know the show. Sorry, useless Carl. All right. Thank you, Carl. There's a square object called a tile. I have four, but I use only two, one for keys and one inside my wallet so that I don't lose them. And since then, I haven't used the app to find my things. It must be in the mind. So when you have a means of finding this stuff, you don't lose it so much. Maybe that's what people are saying. Okay, Sam Cowan's coming up next. Get ready for that. We're looking forward to talking to her. And we'll take your thoughts, your calls. You know how to get hold of us. There are 1,000 different ways to do it. Do you want some gin and juice?
Oh, okay.
Maybe not for me. Yeah, take the juice.
Not for Sia, because the gin makes him break out in hives.
Yeah.
He's not at all complicated. Just for Sia. CliffCentral.com.